welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Glass, and I welcome you to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Oh, it's good to be together again. And before I go any further, let's join our hearts in prayer. In Luke, the 18th chapter, verse 1, Jesus said, "And he spake a parable unto them to this end, that men ought always to pray and not to faint." So let's join our hearts. Father, in Jesus' name, Lord, I thank you for this privilege we have, the marvelous privilege of prayer, of communing with you, of drawing nigh to you. And as your word says, Lord, as we draw nigh to you, you will draw nigh to us. And Lord, we ask now that your presence would be felt but in the heart of every listener. Lord, that you would encourage us, that you would cause us to know, Lord, by the Spirit of Revelation, the unlimited dimensions, the unparalleled potential that we have in this wonderful gift that you have given us, the ability to pray, the ability to come before the Creator of heaven and earth and to have a personal audience with him. Lord, anoint the broadcast, and Lord, there are areas in all of our lives, Lord, we have petitions that we've presented to you, and we're waiting for answers to prayer in some areas. And so, Lord, we know that we inherit the promises not only through faith, but also patience. And give us understanding, Lord, if there's anything that we're doing or not doing in our lives that would in any way hinder the receiving of answered prayer. Lord, I thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Well, before I begin to share the teaching that I'd like to present to you today, let me share a little poem entitled The Stairway to the Stars by William Ludlam. There's a stairway leading upward, which the weariest may climb, far above the highest mountain, to an altitude sublime, where a comforter awaits us, for the Father's home is there, and the way to mount that stairway is the simple way of prayer. There's a stairway leading upward, though the distance may be far, though the lowest step's a valley and the highest step a star. 'Tis the measure of an instant, lowly veil to starry height. Just a little prayer will lift us from the darkness to the light. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, I want to continue sharing on the subject of prayer. The Lord just placed this on my heart. It's very basic. It's very foundational. But if we're a babe in Christ, we certainly need to know these things. And even if we walk with the Lord for a long time, we need to be continually reminded. As Paul wrote his epistles, he said, "I know you know this. I know you're doing it, but it is good to be reminded." So that's my purpose, for us to just have an overview on the general subject of prayer, because Jesus said, "Ask largely that your joy may be full." And there's a few joys as rich and as wonderful as seeing our personal prayers answered. Praise God. Well, let's look at a little bit of scripture. I'm going to be sharing quite a bit of scripture with you because that's not my word, but it's the word of the Lord. And we look into the Old Testament in the book of Daniel, chapter 10, verses 12 through 13. We see that Daniel had been praying, but in this particular scripture reference, he was told that his words, his prayer, was heard from the very first day, but Satan had withstood that answer from being given. This is just a fact of spiritual warfare, that Satan will try to hinder our prayers from being answered today. However, beloved, if we hold steadfast to the knowledge that we are God's children, then we will stand content in faith, knowing that the answer will come. We tend to be so impatient in the society we live. We want things just immediately, but it doesn't work that way in the kingdom of God. But if we will stand in faith, just as Abraham did, he was promised a son. It was many years before that occurred, but God was faithful to his word. There may be many times through the eyes of the natural regarding the thing that we're praying about, it seems like victory will never come. But Jesus, beloved, has made the way. He is our merciful and faithful high priest. He has been in all points tempted like as we are. So he knows what we face and how we feel. That word tempted means tried or tested. Jesus gently leads us to higher ground and into full victory. Through his intercession with our Heavenly Father for us, we as the children of God receive help in the hour of our trials and testing. We're to hold fast to the end because we're saved to the uttermost and made heirs of the promises of the new covenant. And through the intercession of our high priest, Jesus Christ, his complete and glorious salvation is accomplished in us by bringing us near to God. And he ensures our acceptance with God and the supply of all of our needs. Jesus, the word says, is the heir of all things. And the good news is we're joint heirs with him. Therefore, think about this. His victory is our victory. His victory, brother, sister, is your victory. And he never forgets us. He's graven us on the palms of his hand, the word says. He daily watches over us, and he daily intercedes in our behalf. David said in Psalm 4 and 3, "But know that the Lord has set apart him that is godly for himself." Isn't that good? "The Lord will hear when I call unto him." The Christian who is sold out 100% to God will find the Lord will hear when he prays. Now, there is a refining process that takes place in every Christian's life. We grow into maturity. We will be tried, but the Lord has declared that he would hear his people. "And I will bring the third part through the fire and will refine them as silver is refined and will try them as gold is tried. They shall call on my name and I will hear them. I will say, it is my people. And they shall say, the Lord is my God." That's Zechariah 13 and 9. When one trusts wholeheartedly in the Lord, he is faithful to watch over us. His eyes are ever upon us. His ears are open to our cry. The disciples' lives were given to much prayer. The early church prayed and believed, and they got answers. The disciples prayed and believed, and they got answers. And so any child of God, since he's no respecter of persons, any child of God who will pray and believe will get answers. Now, there are some conditions I'd like to share with you for answered prayer that are mentioned in the Word. The first one is repentance. That assures our unhindered and unbroken relationship with the Lord. One of the scriptures I've always loved was 2 Chronicles 7:14. And it's a sobering scripture because it puts the responsibility of healing for a nation upon the shoulders of God's people. The word says, "If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and I will forgive their sin and will heal their land." Another scripture in Isaiah 58 and 9, "Then shalt thou call, and the Lord shall answer. Thou shalt cry, and he shall say, Here I am. If thou take away from the midst of thee the yoke, the putting forth of the finger, and speaking of vanity." So repentance is a very important condition. Secondly, wholeheartedness. The Lord said, "When we would seek him with all of our heart, we would find him. And ye shall seek me and find me when ye shall search for me with all of your heart." And then, of course, another requirement is faith. Without faith, well, Our Christian walk begins with faith. We can't be saved without faith. And he, bless the Lord, he's given it to us. It's something we can't manufacture. It's a gift of God. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. So God's given us faith, but it's our responsibility to act on that faith. When we pray, faith must be the wings on which we send our prayers unto the Lord. Jesus said, "Therefore I say unto you, whatsoever things you desire when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you shall have them." Another condition, the fourth condition, is righteousness. In other words, once we've accepted the Lord, we have a responsibility to live uprightly before the Lord and keep His commandments. That does not mean sinless perfection. We will fall. But Jesus said if we loved Him, we would keep His commandments. We would make an effort. And if we fall, if we sin, we repent of that sin and we are restored to fellowship. James tells us to confess our faults one to another. None of us have a corner and God's blessings. We can't stand in self-righteousness, but we have the righteousness of Jesus Christ, and we need to be concerned about one another, to pray for our brothers and sisters. James 5 and 16 says, "Confess your faults one to another and pray one for another that ye may be healed. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much." And lastly, obedience. Without obedience, we simply can't please God. We must walk obediently before the Lord, desiring to please Him. And sometimes this may not agree with what our heart's desires or our flesh wants. We may be required to stay where we are in the church, or it might be that God is speaking to us to help financially the work of God. When we place ourselves in the hands of Jesus and present ourselves humbly before Him, we will be willing to do all that He asks. And Jesus said, "And whatsoever we ask, we receive of Him, because we keep His commandments and we do those things that are pleasing in His sight." Praise God. Well, I see my time is rapidly coming to a close, and I need to bring this broadcast to a conclusion, and I invite you to tune in tomorrow at this same time. But I'd like to share a portion of a letter from a sister writing recently from San Jose, California, and she writes, "Dear Sister Judith, again, thank you for all your wonderful teaching. I look forward to hearing your voice every broadcast. You've been a true messenger from the Lord for me many times. With love," she writes her name, signing from San Jose, California. If you have a prayer need, or if you're being blessed by the broadcast, I'd love to hear from you. The announcer will give you our mailing address. And I want to thank you, prayer partners, for your support, your financial help. God bless all of you. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my
prayer. You have been listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at either P.O. Box 218, Tracy, California, 95378, or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop her an email. Again, our address is P.O. Box 218, Tracy, California, 95378, and that web address is unveiledchrist.org. And as you write, remember your prayers and tax-deductible offerings of support enable us to keep this broadcast ministry on the air. Thank you for joining us. God bless.